Well, another reason to look puzzled is finding your way around. Now, women are notoriously bad at reading maps, allegedly. Having said that, my wife is better with a map than I am, and I've only known her to get lost once, so I usually ask for her directions rather than the other way around. But which is best, a map, or my wife, or a sat-nav system, one of these satellite navigation systems that knows where your car is and then says, go left at the next junction, turn right, whatever. Which is best in terms of getting to places? Which is best for the environment? Well, that was what was on the minds of a couple of researchers from Taiwan. It's actually Wenchen Li and Ba Wencheng, who are at Yunlin University of Science and Technology in Taiwan. And what they did was to recruit 32 drivers. They gave half of them a sat-nav system and a series of routes to go on using the sat-nav. The other half were told to take a combination of these routes just using a map and their own common sense. And the researchers clocked up how far the drivers went, how they got from A to B, what routes they took, how often they had to change route, and who covered the most or the least miles. And what they found was that the people who were driving with sat-nav covered, on urban roads, journeys that were 7% shorter on average, and on rural roads, 2% shorter. So the sat-nav was always finding a shorter route, and therefore better for the environment, less petrol being burned. The other interesting thing they found was that the people who were not using the map, so the sat-nav drivers, didn't change their route as often. So the people using maps in the countryside were continuously revising their route and changing routes. And they infer from this that this could be a sign of driver frustration, and this might lead to dangerous driving. So they say sat-nav safer all round.
So they didn't measure sort of swearing, cursing, getting out of the car and going, I'm never driving with you again, I'm walking home.
You've obviously been in the car with me before.
Exactly.